Teamwork is key when it comes to our trade mission trips. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus Bulls. We have been hearing about the success of our trade mission trips, but it all begins as teamwork. Jim Sutter is the CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. He just returned from a trade mission trip hosted by the USDA to Indonesia.
Yeah, Keith, I'd love to. And first off, I would just like to say, you know, we're so fortunate to have as our Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs, Undersecretary Luke Lindbergh. And he is just such a great spokesperson and so active when I have the opportunity to go on those trade missions with him. He's like the Energizer Bunny, you know, he is always going. So I would just say that. And I'd also give a big hats off to the staff of the Foreign Agricultural Service that plans those things. You know, we just show up, but they've done all the work to have lots of meetings organized.
As Jim pointed out, it's the partnership between all of these organizations that make these trade trips productive.
On this trade mission, we of course had the usual type of meetings with some government officials, with staff from the U.S. Embassy in Indonesia, but then we also had lots of meetings with industry. Now, some of those we were fortunate to have Luke Lindbergh participate in.
Jim pointed out that Indonesia is a unique trading partner with the U.S.
Indonesia is sort of an unusual market for the U.S. because most soybeans are utilized, they get processed and turned into meal and oil going into livestock feed and then oil for cooking oil or biofuel. In Indonesia, their big import today is whole soybeans, but those go into a food use.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.